You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Son, I remember when this dropped. How do you like that? You want to date yourself? See, I am Wonder Mike, and I was like, "Whoa, what is this?"
You don't know
the lyrics to this song?
No, but keep spinning.
You don't?
I don't have the lyrics memorized, but I know the song.
Just it played. It was everywhere back then. I am
Wonder Mike, and I like
two
to
friends
say
along.
Yeah. Next see, y'all don't know the words
man.
Either. Y'all.
Hey, no, I do. Hey, I know the words. I still feel, I still feel like.
Y'all sound like me in the shower.
I don't feel like messing people's ears up this morning. That's all. I know it. No, that made me laugh. Ooh, it do sound like an old man.
Hippity hop.
Hippity.
You sat there. But you know, when you
get off my lawn.
No. What happens in situations like this is we continue to play radio and television and clown around early in the morning as people drive to work or driving out of town or whatever they're doing for President's Week. You try to find words. You know, you get caught in the middle of explaining something. You just something come in and say, "Here's how you can get out of it."
There's no time to go . Yeah,
yeah. We don't want to
find something. This will do.
Yeah, easy.
Because if you do the Max.
Yeah, come on.
That's not yeah.
You got to say something. Keep it moving.
They already think you can't talk as it is already. So imagine if you said a thousand times.
Who are they and what do you mean by that?
Make words solid. So stupid.
Oh, man, I got tears coming out of my eyes. Man, I got me over here laughing so hard. Gosh.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, yeah, I feel like it's a day for me to go have a good lunch.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Because it's starting to break into the spring out here, believe it or not.
Take the bike
like
out.
Like you ever really have a winter out
there. Take the motorcycle out on the PCH, let the wind go through the hair.
Jay right away wants to put you on a bike. Don't go on a bike.
Get some good Progressive Insurance.
Wait, did you just say? I didn't already told you.
What? It was a plug for Progressive Insurance.
It's got to have doors. It is typically has to sit up high.
Why don't I have
to be? Why haven't you done any insurance commercials?
I mean, I always thought like I would do this one coming out of the United Center where I see a bike and then I see a truck and I look at the bike and I go, nah.
Yes, you should have an insurance commercial. You should have some kind of
something.
Thing, like a truck commercial.
Wear a helmet. Something.
Yes, something.
Anyway, I'm not
getting
this.
Are you the most famous motorcycle accident of all time?
I think so.
Man, think about that for a second.
Stop.
What? This is true. We're allowed to talk about it.
I don't want. No.
He gets so sensitive.
I'm trying to think. The motorcycle is an iconic mode of transportation. It's known all around the world in a world of 7.5 billion people. I'm trying to think of a more well-known motorcycle accident.
I have no idea.
He wants to stay away from this subject so much. Look, he's so.
Well, because I don't. It's not that
Jay is comfortable, Key. That's what makes me comfortable. See,
I'm comfortable.
You don't sound comfortable.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah. The PCH, you know, it's a nice ride. In your car.
You know,
two-seat convertible, whatever it is.
When Jay has these conversations, and no, it's not a slight, so stop talking about, when Jay has these conversations, I do become a little uncomfortable because I walked into Duke's gym with him, and only if he had known me back then. Right? And what I mean by. And what I mean by that is, as soon as he was like, guess what I copped? Man, you know, I got copped this. Which means bye for the people out there that is
Thank you
young.
For translating,
there's police.
Yes.
Thank you for...
Who
police
got copped?
Involved?
Who got...
And so when we was at Duke, what's it called again? The gym, Jay?
Cameron Indoor.
And we were in Cameron Indoor shooting around or whatever. I told Jay. I said, man, you should have just called me. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You should have just called me, picked up the phone, and said, yo, Key, I just bought this. I would have been like,
it happens.
And you're getting ready to go turn it back in, too, and get your money back.
It happens.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that's why I get a little, because instead of having $600 million, he could have had $1.5 billion by
I love
now.
How Key's that's how I get that way. Meanwhile, we would be doing like reads and stuff, and Key would be like, like going to break.
Yeah, he's very sensitive.
So like in one breath, he makes fun of it, yes. But now he's very sensitive.
Yes, very sensitive.
Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
NBA All-Star weekend's here.
I'm so happy.
What's
I'm
that gonna be like to Utah?
I'm so happy I'm not going to Salt Lake.
Well, by the way, let me ask you something. When the game is in a place like Salt Lake, where I've never been, but it looks very pretty, actually.
It is very.
It looks beautiful. Yeah,
it's extremely pretty with the snow caps.
Yeah,
and you fly in. It's pretty.
Yeah, I've never been there. Been a lot of places. That's
everybody
not
going.
One.
Everybody getting houses in Park City.
Yeah,
and then drive. You know what I mean?
But is sometimes it's not a destination like, for example, Vegas.
Well, Vegas is next year.
And I get
Vegas
it.
Is next
I get
year.
It. But do you think as many that's people are going to get ready, hurt mate. Going into
that's
the
All Star?
That's my question, Jay. Do you think there are going to be as many injuries heading into the All Star break in Vegas as there are in Salt Lake?
As many what?
Injuries. There are lots of reasons where suddenly this guy can't go or that guy can't
go. Oh, you mean injuries to play?
Yeah.
Oh, the Super Bowl's in Vegas next year. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I was letting you finish, Jay. Vegas, I was about to say, you talk about a come up for a city? The Pro Bowl? The Super Bowl,
yeah.
The All-Star. Think about it. Back to back to back to backs.
Well, All-Star's in Indianapolis next year, so I forgot. That's why I misspoke. So,
oh, it's not. Oh, Super it's Bowl not in Vegas.
In other words, are
Vegas.
Certain okay. markets right. for the All-Star game or the All-Star weekend
1,000%.
More lead to more players getting hurt heading into All-Star game weekend than other markets?
Yeah, see it was almost mean? Like it was like when the Pro Bowl started. The Pro Bowl used to always be in Hawaii. Everybody was healthy.
Yeah, everyone right? was healthy. Yeah, it's in Hawaii.
As soon as they moved it, we're going to play the Pro Bowl in Miami. Oh, my hamstring. We're going to play the Pro Bowl in Arizona. Oh, my hamstring.
Don't play the Pro Bowl in Detroit,
go,
you know?
You still
don't play
go,
it in some though. In some cold weather city.
In basketball, you still got to go. Like, if you're on it, you're still going. You're still going to be go. There for the events. You're just not participating at the same level.
Yeah. Think so?
Don't look like, the same, though, Jay.
Yeah, I know. But, like,
right?
See, like, the thing about All-Star Weekend for me is like, I get all the events, like the skills, like the three-point shooting contest and the dunk contest. We have to fix the dunk contest. I know we do this every year, but I can't. Like, Mac McClung, like, I can't. Like, what are we doing?
I think all the dunks are used up, too.
Just,
what else is
but,
there?
But let me ask the best you this, though, Jay. But, Key, just bring in the best streetball dunkers of all time and have them challenge the NBA. I'd much rather you bring in streetball dunkers
it's probably
than watching, like,
thing,
K.J. Martin from the Rockets. And I got love for K.J.,
how
but I'm like.
How dare you say that on Michael Jordan's
birthday. But it's probably. It's probably an,
yeah, so
it's
many
probably
days
an insurance thing if you bring in the street guys, right?
Yeah, but why not? Make it entertaining.
Is it, let me ask you this, is it that the dunk type guys or just their skills on dunking isn't fine tuned because they're not doing as many dunks right now?
Oh, no, Key, I'm not making any excuses. Come on, man. We got Jericho Sims, Trey Murphy, McClung from the 76ers, and KJ Martin. Do you know who any of those players
they're
are?
Trying to use it
do you
as
know who
a, as
any
a,
of those players?
They're trying
have,
to use it as
let's
a showcase.
Have a TNT Charles Barkley moment.
I do. KJ, those KJ Martin is Kenyon Martin's son.
Okay, well, that's the reference point. Great for you. Nobody else knows.
You asked if I knew who he was.
Nobody else knows who the hell these
Houston,
guys are.
Look, Jay. Houston Rockets. Okay.
Kenyon Martin's
Sierra
son.
Canyon High School.
Played on Key 7-on-7.
So that's what we're doing. I'd much rather we build brands around the best streetball dunkers of all
Jay,
time.
I mean, Max,
yeah.
Doing a commercial break. Okay. I'll let you know what TV played on.
So Giannis is hurt. Yeah, it happened last night.
Wrist injury.
X-rays came back negative. That's good. Embiid, by the way, that always throws me. Negative is a bad thing. Wait, oh, no, it's a good thing. Now. Embiid may not play. And it's understandable if he's really been hurt, although that's when you start to think, wait a minute. Why you're announcing that now? You're heading it, but you take him. But
he's not playing an All-Star game, man.
Yeah,
he's trying to win the MVP. Games played.
And he's trying to win a championship too. NBA All-Star Weekend continues with the State Farm All-Star Saturday Night radio coverage, by the way, presented by Indeed, begins tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio
stations. And I feel like the All-Star, I don't know, just – I hate when I say growing up because it sounds like I'm like 75 years old. But
hippity-hop.
Seeing the All-Star game in the past – see, that's better. Seeing the All-Star game in the past, it was almost like it felt different. It was a competition. Guys was out there really playing. And – recently, it's not even fun to watch.
Same with the Pro Bowl. I mean, you know, the
games, yeah, the Pro Bowl is like
the exhibition games. always lend themselves more to the sport that you can actually play closest to the real thing, right? Like football, you don't want to really play football. You get hurt. Basketball, there's a possibility, but baseball, but it used to be much more of a contest.
But even, the real all-star game, if we're keeping it a buck, was like Magic Johnson's weekend.
Yeah, that was different, though. Don't nobody remember that.
Zoe's Summer Groove. Like, those were real – because dudes would be kicking – like, see what happens now when you – have you ever been to – when's the last time you've been to an All-Star game, Key?
I've never been to a physical All-Star game.
You can't
I've never been to a physical city what an All-Star has been in, even when they were here in L.A. Guess what I did, Jay?
You just chilled at the crib.
Let me get up out of here.
You hear dudes talking about dudes
seeing
like,
all this running up
really
and down.
I can't really go anywhere. I get it's for the fans, but it's all work related. There's nothing fun about it.
Right.
There's nothing fun about it.
Everything's marketed.
And even when it was here when my kids were young, I bought all the events, all the tickets, did everything. Every event that they went, I didn't go. I just, you know, I was up out of here because I didn't want to be in the – that stuff is a lot to deal with, Jay.
LA, to get downtown, all-star game, it's like, oh, I'm trying to get – I made the appointment. I thought I gave myself an hour. It's 2 hours in the –
You know that, Jay. Hey, what are you doing here? You don't belong around here. I've never seen you in my neighborhood before.
Mm-hmm. You know which all-star was introduced yesterday, guys? All-star doesn't do it. You know what superstar was introduced
yesterday? Why
do
you start rubbing your leg when you do that like that?
You know what superstar? I hate the way Jay does that.
You know what all-star? You start rubbing your leg. Oh, well, that's weird.
I wasn't doing anything weird.
Yeah, you're rubbing your leg.
Maybe. I don't know. What can I tell you? Jay is like the body language reader.
You on me all the time now, too. You catch me.
Yeah, that's true. But you gave it. You did that to me. I wasn't looking until you. All right. Kevin Durant was introduced yesterday. Why? One of his answers to a question left people scratching their heads.
What?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Kevin Durant had his introductory press conference in Phoenix yesterday afternoon. Said a bunch of stuff. KD is, he was, as many are, originally, he doesn't have that killer. Like, everyone wants people to sound like what came before them. So he needs to sound like Kobe Bryant, and Kobe needs to sound like Michael Jordan. And if you don't sound like that, people don't like it. But KD makes the world a more interesting place. He marches to the beat of his own drum, and he'll talk. He'll say things. Here he was at the press conference yesterday. Why it didn't work out in Brooklyn.
We just didn't get on the court enough. I think when you seen James, Kyrie, and myself, it was amazing basketball for 17 games, though. But you need, in order for you to win a championship and be a great team, you just need more time on the floor. It's another story about why we didn't get on the floor together, but we just didn't get enough time on the floor. And those are Hall of Fame players that I learned a lot from every day, and I'm wishing them the best as well. It just didn't work out.
I like the way he answered that, Jay, especially yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, only did he tell the truth.
Especially when he was the one who was the durable person, right? He played more games than both.
But not only did he tell the – right, but not only did he tell the truth about it, but then instead of getting into the why, he acknowledged that there was a whole chapter or a book on the whys. obviously there's no time to get into all that right now, but forget about the whys for a second. We weren't on the floor together. I like the way he answered it.
Can we listen to the next cut? Because the Nick Ferdell, I think, is the person that asked the question. And we know Nick. Nick is on our show all the time. And he didn't beat around the bush. It was directly about Kyrie Irving.
Let's listen to his reaction to Kyrie asking for a trade. This is KD's reaction to it.
I didn't know what was going on with Kyrie and his situation with the organization. So I didn't really focus on that. I only focused on what we were doing on the court. And it was a blow to our team. It just took away our identity. He was a huge, huge part of what we do. His game, he's a Hall of Fame player, a great, great player that can do everything on the floor. And we relied on that. So without him, we didn't have a clear identity. So that was tough for me to stomach. And I love playing with those guys throughout the year. I felt like we had dudes that were stepping up and doing stuff that they didn't do on their previous team. So I enjoyed everything about it. And it was tough to not finish the season. But, I just tried to move forward as quickly as I can and try to figure something out for myself, but also still focus on trying to rehab and get back. So it all happened so fast, but I'm glad it worked out this way.
See, to me, we're all parents up here. That sounds like a disappointed parent. Like, that's a disappointed parent. For me, knowing Kev, like, that's him saying, look, I didn't know about the trade situation. Okay, KD, you're Kevin Durant. And nothing happening without your blessing on it. But it's almost like I don't want to talk about it because when it's all said and done, I feel like Kyrie could have handled things differently. And it hurts me about it because they thick as thieves, man. Like, those two are tight. They're like blood. I don't know where their relationship is now. We'll see where that goes in the future. But I think Kyrie, regardless of what his situation was, I think the way it was handled between him and Kev, it seemed like they were always on the same page until they weren't. I think that hurt Kev with the way it went down.
See, I listening to the second clip, I took away that Kevin initially dealt with the organization and the situation, but then at some point they gave him enough pushback where he was just like, I'm just going to do what I'm doing. Yep. Y'all figure it out with him.
I'm off it.
That's kind of exactly the way that I heard it come out his mouth, where it was like, I don't really know. Initially, of course, you're going to know. You're Kevin Durant. You're going to know what's going on and what the talks are. But then at the end, when you give your input and based on the way that they deal with you, you're like, my hands is up. Y'all figure it out with him. And it didn't work out, as he said, and he had to figure out how to keep his own house from burning down, which is what he did is by going to Phoenix, by going to Brooklyn and saying, it might be time to let's figure out how to move me without getting loud about it.
But the thing is, Key, like with anything, like, with your boys on a team, you're only going to go to a certain extent getting involved
Absolutely.
In their business. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, Key, like, you're a grown-ass man. I'm like, yo, are you doing this or not? You know what? With all this y'all got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all got it. Like, I'm here. When y'all want to figure it out, y'all let me know what time it is, and then I'll deal with it. And I'll make a decision after.
Because you got to worry about your own house from burning down. You can't put out every single fire. While your house burns down, you over there using the water on somebody else's house.
It may be
Come on, man.
It may be nitpicky because I like the way he answered the first question a lot. That right there, like, I understand if no crime is committed, you're allowed to lie about your personal life. That's nobody's business. Hey, what's your relationship with this person like off the court? None of your business, right? Or if you don't want to say none of your business, you could tell them one thing and it's really another. It's just not – you're allowed to. It's your life. But he clearly isn't telling the truth there when he says he didn't know what's going on. I would have preferred for him.
No, Max, that's not true, though.
Right, but I would have preferred him say,
hey,
but instead of saying I didn't know what was going on with Kyrie, just be like, look, that was the way it is. I'm not going to revisit that here right now.
But that's the same thing, Max.
Just like what Key and I were talking about, I am going to tell you, towards the end, he was off of it, man.
Yes.
He was like, yo, y'all got it. Like, I'm so tired of
In other words, it's based in a truth.
I can't deal with the drama anymore. And like, he might stoke drama on Twitter, on social media, like clapping back at people, but like, he ain't a dramatic dude. Like, he'll be sitting there watching tape of MJ hooping in his crib, like watching old school.
He's
a hooper like that.
Think about it, Max. You got daughters. Mm-hmm. How many times you gonna tell her, don't touch the stove? Mm-hmm. Okay? You'd have told her 30 times. Don't walk over to the front of the stove and touch it because the oven is hot. And she goes over there. Now all of a sudden, boom, hot. That's what Kevin Durant is saying. I've already told the team what to do with Kyrie. They're not listening, so y'all handle it.
Jay, you know,
I'm out.
You once said something about KD that had me think of him differently.
Back in the first take days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said,
no, because I remember that.
Because what Jay said was, you know, like, he's getting engaged, and he's going at anonymous fans on social media and stuff. And
you're like, why does he
He's
do
clapping
that?
Back. I'm like, why is he so thin-skinned? And it, to me, it's like an ego issue, right? And Jay, what you told me then, which always stayed with me about him, is he actually treats everyone the same. Whether you are just some guy or another player or someone on TV or whoever you are, he treats everyone the same. So when he claps back at someone, it's like, oh, who's he? Kevin Durant is a king, and this is just a commoner. Why is he even worried about him? Because he actually respects people. Like, I like, and even if that respect comes off in a way where he's cursing you out, but he takes the time. He's like, yes, that guy's opinion is just as valid as that guy's opinion, which is to say, to me, maybe not valid at all, but I'm going to express it to everyone the same way because I'm going to treat people all the same. I like that.
And I'm going to say, like, the interesting thing about where he is right now, Key, between him and CP3 is the dynamic of the relationship, right? First off, this might be the best all-MIDI team of all time.
The all-who?
All-MIDI. So in who, we say that's a MIDI, like the MIDI game. Like, look, like the move right there on E2
right
now.
Yeah, mid-range
like
game.
Between
on,
Devin Booker, between CP3, between KD, it's the best all mid-range team of all time.
Yeah, you said
like, they
mini,
can get
though.
To their spots whenever they want. Ain't nobody stopping it. The personality clashing between, like, Devin Booker is always going to be a little bit passive. He's a killer, but a silent one, right? The personality traits between KD and CP3 are inevitably going to butt heads. How CP3 manages the relationship between Devin Booker himself and Kevin Durant when it comes down to when you need a bucket, who do you dispel the ball to? It's going to be one of the most fascinating things to watch when we get to the last 25 games of the season after All-Star break. We're not at the halfway point, y'all. We're at the last 25% of the season. 25 games left.
I bet you it's going to be KD.
Well, it should be.
Well,
It'll be KD. And Booker will understand because he's still a puppy.
But Booker ain't a puppy, though.
No, but it's not just—it's not just that he's a puppy.
He ain't a puppy, though.
It's not just—it's not just that he's a puppy.
He is, though, Jay.
But I hear you.
Good puppy.
I hear you. But him and
those are full-grown dogs, though.
It's not just—it's not just that he's a puppy. You know what KD does to guys like Kyrie or Booker or these like kind of Kobe disciples who are as good as scoring as just about anyone ever? What they see with KD is they just give it up. They're like, yeah, he's taller than me, so he's better, right? Like, actually, a guy like Booker or a guy like Kyrie on almost any team ever is like, come on, man, I give us the best chance in that moment. But they look at KD and they're like, yeah, he's like me, but he's 7 feet tall.
But
actually, he gives us the best chance, and so it's okay with them.
You got to be a fool to think that you better than him. You just got to – your mind is something wrong with your mind if you think – yeah, you – when they walk in the room – we just,
but they also run so much continuity that this to me reminds me more of the style in which they played in Golden State. Mm-hmm. That's why I think Kevin's going to like that more.
All right,
yeah.
Even though they haven't played a game yet, where does KD, Devin Booker, and whatever CP3's got left rank as a big three? After Key has this word from Vivid Seats, I assume.
Yes, that's correct.
Back Vivid, but I'm going to assume Vivid Seats.
The basketball and hockey seasons are heating up. Baseball is just around the corner. And nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th for free. Simple. It's not that hard. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing cost. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to Live Radio, and you can take us with you. We're portable. We're in your pocket right now. You didn't even know it. We're on ESPN2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU straight through till 10 a.m. Eastern. You can say, play ESPN Radio. We pop up on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Damon in Los Angeles has something to say about KD. Go ahead, Damon.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, baby.
You know, I've been rocking with you, Key, back in the day since Mason and
Ireland.
I can't get the
Mason
LZ. KD, bro, y'all always giving KD a pass. All I hear is Jay talking about all KD wants to do is hoop. All he wants to do is hoop. Yesterday, y'all bashed LeBron all day.
Who bashed LeBron?
KD. Is KD and LeBron equal? Y'all, they on the same level, right?
No, they're not. LeBron's on a different level than KD.
Well, right now or for their careers?
Right now and for their careers.
No, for their careers, KD.
What are you talking about? We didn't bash LeBron.
I'm talking about both. I mean, the way y'all talk about KD is like he's one of the top guys, right?
Well, right now he's the best player in basketball if he's healthy.
He is one of the top guys for sure, man.
I'm curious here. What do you mean we bash? So you talk
all
about
he wants to do is hoop.
So wait.
Let me ask you.
Let me jump in for a second. Hold on.
It'd have been chaos. Y'all would have been bashing him like Patrick Beverly was yesterday.
If what?
Wait, so you think that us talking about some of the players talking about how difficult it was to play with LeBron because his championship or bust every single year is a bash on LeBron James?
He creates a lot of pressure because of his
–
Hold up.
Come on, dude. What? I call LeBron James the greatest player to ever play this game of basketball.
Jay's out of his mind.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Jay, you go up and down, back and forth. I don't even really – your words not really even bond. You get on First Take and you switch it up so much, I don't really take you serious.
Well, you know, you can come on the show and debate me if you want. I say the same things I say on this show that I say on First Take, dog.
I
don't know what you're talking about.
I don't see Jay flip-flopping. He's wrong about LeBron being better than Jordan. He doesn't flip-flop.
But hey, what's your name, dog?
People on their bag of sensitivities about LeBron, man.
No, wait. I want to have a real conversation. Damon.
What's up?
Why you think – Jay or me or Max or whoever gives KD a pass? Just explain. I want you to explain it.
Example. Did KD ask to get Steve Nash fired? I don't know the GM name, but didn't he ask to get both of them fired? He wanted both of them to leave, right?
And we covered that.
And what all you guys said was all KD wants to do is hoop.
I'm going to cut you off right now. That's not what we said. That's not what we said. If you want to come on here and argue, you got to get your facts straight. Word up. Like, we came on radio and we talked about, you can't give an owner an ultimatum. Like, what are you doing? That's the first thing we said on radio that day. And we went in on Kevin Durant about it.
Do you think, Damon, that part of the reason LeBron is held to a different standard in your view than KD on this show is because underlying that, there's the acknowledgement that LeBron has done more, like he is on a higher level. Not at the moment. I think KD's better than LeBron right now because eventually everyone gets a little older. But LeBron is held to a different standard. Doesn't that kind of imply that we think even more of LeBron, right? See what I'm saying?
I kind of see what you're saying, but you guys use it as a negative on LeBron. Oh, LeBron, he runs the team, he this and that. KD doesn't run his team?
No, but here's
not
why.
Not as well as LeBron, here's, actually.
Damon, here's why LeBron at times this season alone has gotten a little bit of salt thrown on him. Is because many people assume, without actually factually knowing, that the Westbrook decision was made through LeBron, Clutch, which is his agency, Rich Paul was his agent, away from DeMar DeRozan, who is an L.A. native, and Westbrook is too. But they went for Westbrook opposed to DeMar, and it turned into a disaster. It screwed up the cap. Then they have to run it back. And they can't acquire any players to play alongside LeBron. On top of that, they missed out on
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. They also missed out on Buddy Hield. So people are like, LeBron's GM skills this past season and a half hasn't been up to par.
But Key, we've also been on the show and we've talked through this with the caller. I'd love to get him back on with us too. My thing is, I'd much rather have a player that takes force and says, yo, this is what the plan is. This is what I bring to the table. Like, we've actually – that's led to a championship. Like, you got a championship off of that. So I hear the last 2 years have been challenging. But, like, then when you do give everything to management and management has to make all the decisions, you end up not being involved in that decision.
And as far as the Kevin Durant only wants to play basketball reference – the basketball players, like Jay Will and some of the guys that the J.J. Reddicks and guys that are on this network, say the reason that they say this is because there's been so much chaotic drama in Brooklyn over the last 3 years, whether it's the Kyrie this and the James Harden that and the Ben Simmons this. And he has to be the guy that kind of figures out how to navigate all of that. And in the process of that, all he really wants to do is play basketball. He doesn't want to have to do all of that. He doesn't want to be the owner, the general manager, the head coach. He just wants to play hoops. That's where that reference comes from, yeah, Damon.
And in fact, Damon is a caller who thinks we give KD a pass, and he went at Key about it and thinks Jay flip-flops, and I somehow escaped his wrath so far. But
at you, Max.
You're white about that, Key. No, here, look, the fact is KD has been criticized by me and others for essentially not being as good a GM as LeBron, right? Yes. And also has gotten more criticism. Remember how much criticism LeBron got for his decision? KD was the decision 2.0 because LeBron tried to form a super team. KD parachuted onto a team that was already in place, winning a championship already, winning 73 games, and has not stopped not only being criticized, but having his championships discounted by me and people like me. That's right. I do not give KD the same credit for winning his championships as I give LeBron for winning his, because plainly, he doesn't deserve the same credit. So, in fact, a lot of people say that he's being KD unfairly criticized by people like me. Forget about getting a pass. Like, I don't see that at all.
Now, do we make sense, Damon?
Once again, here's KD dropping into an already baked situation. One more thing, and I'm out. Hey, Keith, I don't know if this was you, but back in the day, probably like in the late 90s, early 2000s, I went to a Jamie Foxx little beach party, little backyard party or something in Malibu, Calabasas, and I seen you at the gas station. Did you used to have like a black Testarossa or Ferrari back in the day?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
It was you, bro. Ain't too many of us out there like that. But I love y'all show, bro. Y'all have a good day, man.
Damon from L.A.?
LA.
He had a lot to say. More calls. We have more calls.
I hate those calls.
Man.
It was
like a therapy session.
No, I mean, I hate the calls when they start identifying. Like, hey, I ran into you over here. Was that you driving that Bentley? I'm like, no, I drive a Prius.
Also start shouting out all your personal business.
You drive a
Prius.
Yeah,
like,
now.
Oh, remember that time we was on air and the guy goes, oh, I
see
know
you at the club.
Girl,
yeah,
with
yeah.
That, but never mind. I ain't going to say. I'm like, man, what are you talking about?
I deliver to your house. Your address is. Yeah, all right. Where does this new Suns big three rank in the, I don't know, you want to call it the modern era, since the first big three, post-Jordan, right? The first big three was put together Ray Allen, you know, they brought Ray
Kevin
Allen
Garnett.
And Garnett to Paul Pierce on the Celtics. That was like And that's when LeBron looked at that and said, uh-oh, wait a minute. We got to crew up, right?
2008, Max.
Since 2008, it's 15 years now. Where does this Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, big three stack up? Jay is about to tell us. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Take some calls. Let's take some
I
calls.
I want to get to your list, but if you want
to take my
calls,
list, yeah, but we got some heated calls going
Keyshawn
on.
Keyshawn
J. Will
and Max, ESPN Radio. Boy, what was his name just from the last segment?
I don't know, but he got at
Damon.
Me. I'm with it.
Damon.
L.A. He got at me. I like it. Let's get it. Let's
Javier
argue.
In the Bronx.
Know what you're talking
you're
about,
You're on Keyshawn
Jay.
J. Will and Max, exactly. ESPN Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Javi.
What's up? Yeah, I'm good. Listen, I got to take out a task on KD, man. You said this guy treats everybody the same and he's a nice guy. Nice. Do you guys remember the tweets or what and the Instagram messages and what he was saying to people? He was calling people peasants, basically.
So yeah, but he'll call anyone
I can't
that.
I get a pass on that.
But
I
hold mean, on, time out. Javier. But I'm saying, I'm not saying that he is a nice guy. Don't, like, people just associate. You say something positive about someone, all they know is positive association. Listen to what I'm saying. If he's calling someone a peasant, that means he'll do that to me, to whoever, right? To you, to, like, you know.
He was talking
words,
about how much more money he has than people, and then he's doing it from a ghost account. I mean, that's poor character, man. I can't respond to that one. I can't defend that. I can't knock you on the whole.
Yeah, I can't defend the whole account, anonymous account. I can't rock with that. So I'm with you on that. I can't.
Javier.
And then one more quick one. He talked about yesterday. He actually choked up and started crying. He started talking about how he loves the grind, and the grind is everything to him. So if the grind is everything to you, why do you pack up your bags and dip on Brooklyn?
You ain't wrong about that either.
2-0 with two knockouts.
Javier is certainly 2-0.
My thing is, if I'm going to play psychiatrist, he was crying because he failed. That's why he was crying, because he realized he failed and he messed that situation up.
Well, so, I'm going to remove myself from the conversation and let Jay handle it, because I got to remove myself.
I mean, look, dog, at the end of the day, you had James Harden, you had Kyrie Irving on the same team. You could blame it on Joe's side, you could blame it on Sean Marks, but at the end of the day, dude's got to be on the court ready to play.
You know, I'm not going to criticize a guy for wanting his work experience to be good, right? Like, I'm not going to criticize a guy. Look, I don't like it here. It feels toxic. I'm out. I get that.
But I will say this.
When you're the guy, though, Max, and it's toxic, but you're the guy.
Right.
That's different.
That's
right?
One of the criticisms LeBron.
But he's not. His personality is not the type of guy that could mitigate that situation solve it. Yes. I just want to say one thing before you go, Max.
It's like, you could be the guy on the court. It doesn't mean that you're him off the court as a
result of
telling everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, I
absolutely.
Yes, and I'm not making excuses. You're just seeing
your basic personality is different than your skill set on the court.
He's him on the court. Off the court, you're like, that's different.
Yeah, see, because I know my person. I know who the hell I am. I know my skin. I know who I am. So if those issues arise, I'm the type of dude, I might have an issue with you, but I know how, when we leave that field, I know how to put my arms around and say, come on, man, let's go grab a bite to eat, because we need to sit down and have this conversation about what the hell is going on here. And Kevin's not, it doesn't seem that he's like that. Yeah, he just yeah. When it starts to get confrontational, he says, you know what, y'all handle it. I'm going to do it this way, and we'll figure it out later on. And remember what I said, Jay, is that it's better for him to do it in silence if he wants to leave again, because even Javier saying he packing up his bags and leaving, and Kevin Durant never screamed bloody murder at all. But I'm talking about here recently since Kyrie got traded. Yeah,
let me go back because I want to make this point. I understand why someone would leave a work situation that they felt was toxic, even if they're seen as the leader, whether or not they actually are behind the scenes. His skills, his size, the whole thing, his effectiveness makes him, gives him a lot of power. So I get wanting to leave and leaving. I relate to it. Like, why stick around in that situation? On the other hand, in life, when you quit on something, because there's more than one way of looking at something. When you quit on something, it gets easier to quit. You know what? I've been on a roll in the gym, right? Like, I've been going every day. It's okay. I could take today off. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. You know what happens? Sun still comes up tomorrow. World's still spinning around. World doesn't end. Oh, wait a minute. What does that teach you? It's okay. I don't have to go to the gym every day. I don't have to see it through. Once you start, you know what? I'm done with this. OKC, I'm good. I want to go somewhere. You know what? Here, maybe it's getting, or people are saying, whatever it is, I'm going to go somewhere else. Not working here, I'm going to go somewhere else. People naturally see that. They don't respect it to the same degree that they respect Damian Lillard, who stays there and fights through it. Now, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. If Lillard doesn't wind up with a championship, you might look and go, man, that was not smart. You should have gone somewhere else. But people respect it differently.
How you lead matters.
No, it does. And that's why, remember when I always said that I feel sorry for him if he keeps bouncing around. But I also understand that the situation in Brooklyn is so dire. Why would you want to stay? Like, what do you want to stay for? You've had your own request to do certain things for them to make it right. If they just would have made it right for Kyrie and took care of it, I know everybody, Kyrie's too wishy-washy. Why would they do that? Because you got Kevin Durant. That's why you would do it.
Here's how complicated it is. Ready real quick? And I'm going to give you guys a couple notes. Very ready. It's going to sum it up. So externally, we say Kevin Durant's the best player. It's his team. Whereas internally, it was Kyrie Irving's team.
Right.
But is that okay?
I'm not saying it's okay or not. I'm just telling you, it was Kyrie Irving was the one that wanted to be in Brooklyn, was the one that was like, KD, let's figure this out. They got James Harden. But at the end of the day, when they didn't treat Kyrie right, like Kyrie was like, this is my team. My team.
You know, I have a theory about that nowadays based on that, Jay. I think that your best player doesn't have to be the alpha in the locker room, but it can't be your second best player. It got to be your third best player. Right?
CP3.
CP3. But when it's the second best player that's got the alpha personality, he's too close to the first best player, and now whose team it is, and there's a dynamic problem.
Steph Curry didn't have the alpha, right? He was like, all right, whatever, we win.
Draymond Green.
But it's a simple solution. It's not that difficult. If Kyrie is problematic in all of those things, and KD, who's a superstar, is trying to tell you how to handle the situation, you can handle it that way, and you won't have those problems. But clearly, the Brooklyn Nets didn't feel that way.
Yeah, there's culpability on the team as well as on the players.
How many dudes have we seen in professional sports that wasn't all put together per the organization, but they figured it out?
When we return in a matter of moments.
Antonio Brown, Tom Brady.
Jay's top five big three of the last 15 years in the NBA. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.